Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Milton. It is Friday, February 19th. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and I'm joined by Town Councilor for Ward 1, Christina Tesser-Dirksen. And Christina, it's been a quiet week, but we did move into the red zone on Tuesday for really the first time since, I believe, Boxing Day. And I was wondering, how has the week been for you?
Well, you know, I had a pretty quiet week as well, Cameron. Yeah, it's true. We're back in the red zone. I think people are being very trepidatious about getting back into normal routines. People are still being cautious and careful, which is really good. We haven't made it out to a local restaurant this week yet. We're going to make reservations for this weekend, but we've been doing a lot of ordering in of takeout. So we've kind of modified our behavior. We're modifying it slowly. One thing I've noticed is that people are still being cautious, as I mentioned. So we're still seeing lots of face coverings, which is excellent. And really, red zone just simply means that there's more opening up of business and movement, right? So face coverings are still required. Restaurants, if you go to visit a local establishment, they should still be doing screening. In fact, they still will be doing screening. Some are taking temperatures. And of course, we continue to observe restriction of non-essential travel between different public places. And certainly, we've seen in the news lately some high-profile folks moving around across international borders, which I would caution people to be very careful when you're doing for your own health and the health of others. I mean, now's not the time to be taking that vacation if you can manage. We all want to get away from the cold for a week or two in February. Certainly, our family usually does as well. Not this year. It's just not the time to do it. So have been seeing people being very mindful and aware that even though the province moves us into a less restrictive phase, like the red zone, that people are still being very cautious and vigilant, which is great to see.
Christina, it's funny that you mentioned vacation time because, you know, you would think the smart thing to do, or at least the most common thing to do, would be to take that money that you're going to spend on a vacation now and you save it, add to it a little bit, add to that pile of money, and then when it's not a pandemic, take that vacation, maybe even a bigger vacation.
I think that's a great plan. And actually, we had a large family trip to Europe booked in summer of 2020, which obviously we did not take. And we thought, well, we'll push it into summer 2021. But, you know, that may not materialize either. So, in fact, we might just increase the vacation budget a little bit and maybe see some more family over in Europe when we're there and add some more stops. So I think that's a great plan. I think that makes sense. But I also understand why people get anxious to get away. They want to change the scenery. They just want a break from the cold weather. But really what we've discovered, my family here, is that we're in a great spot to enjoy winter weather in Milton. We've got Glen Eden, which is now doing skiing again by reservation. All our conservation areas are offering all kinds of great winter activities. And, you know, despite all the shoveling and snow blowing that we've had to do over the past week, it's really beautiful just to take a walk around the neighborhood. We walk the dog two or three times a day in the evening, in the morning, and it's been really nice to rediscover Milton in winter. So I encourage people to make the most of their staycation and enjoy the great amenities that we have to offer in this area.
And speaking of this area, and more specifically your area, Christina, I know this is more of a regional council thing, but on Wednesday, regional council, they met and discussed the water systems within certain areas of Ward 1 and how they could possibly change it and adapt it to, you know, maybe Lake Ontario water, or maybe even improve and amplify the well water systems that they have within that area. And I was wondering, as a lifelong Miltonian that you are, and I know that you grew up in Ward 1 and you're now the councillor of Ward 1, what is Ward 1 now, what your thoughts were on this whole idea of possibly changing the water systems in the area?
Yeah, and I was born in Milton, as a matter of fact, and grew up in Ward 1 and spent most of my life in what is now Ward 1, as you say. And I always grew up on well water. And I remember my parents talking about how great the water was at the house out in Milton Heights. And certainly it is a high quality water, and the residents that have it really love it. Now, the reason the region has been talking about reviewing the water situation is mostly for a future need. So at this point, there's some question as to whether or not the groundwater that's available would be able to sustain additional development. So many people don't know that a large chunk of Old Milton, as we refer to it, still gets its water supply from Kelso Lake, for example, and other groundwater sources like that. Really, Kelso is the main one. So people are surprised to learn that when they're new to town. Now, the folks that have been on it for a long time aren't. That kind of stands in comparison to all the new development in South Milton, which is on Lake Ontario water. So now the region is thinking, well, how are we going to make sure that we have enough water to sustain residents into the future? So there are some options on the table. You did mention that it is a regional issue. So Councillor Colin Best, who is the councillor for Ward 1, has really been taking up this issue, and he's been posting on social media, trying to get opinions from folks to see how they feel about the various options, whether to invest more into the existing water supply. You know, there is a limit to how much we can get out of Kelso Lake, or bring in a new water supply, so like we have in South Milton, or some hybrid of the two. So I'd encourage people, if they have questions or comments, to reach out to myself or Councillor Best, because he's the one who can take those comments and concerns to the region as they work through the plan for the future.
And we had a lot of people on our Facebook page that were, you know, saying that they don't want to get off the well water systems that they're living on currently. And I think that just goes to show that the people that live off of well water, they love well water, but the people that are, you know, living off of just Lake Ontario water, they don't even think about where their water comes from, really.
Yeah, I think part of the issue is that folks who've come into Milton, who've settled here in recent decades, may have come from municipalities where they were on lake water already, where they had the Lake Ontario supply, so it wasn't a big transition for them. But for folks who've been in Milton for a long, long time and who've enjoyed the local water source, yeah, it's a big transition. And, you know, I think we underestimate how valuable water is to us. I mean, you know, you can go a few days without food. You can't do so without water. And we're actually seeing this come up in a number of issues around town, also with the Reed Side Road Quarry proposal that we've talked about in the past out in Campbellville, because the proponent of the quarry application out there will be blasting under the water table. That has a potential to disrupt the flow of water from the Lake Kelso Lake Reservoir into downtown Milton, all those houses, thousands of homes we discussed that rely on that water. So there's a number of factors the region's going to have to take into consideration when they're reviewing this, for sure.
All right. Well, that's all that I have for you, Christina. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem.
That is Town Councilor for Ward 1, Christina Tesser-Dirksen. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're going to be eating out this weekend, try your best to support local business. I know this is a weekend that a lot of restaurants are really looking forward to get some of that local business back that they've been missing out on for the past month and a half or so. So if you can, support local. That's really the message here. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.